Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The second baseman, John Kroner. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mo Berg. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Lefty Grove. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Pete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. Two outs. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kroner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook, who is chasing the ball. Bonura reaches third base with a triple. Haas goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura scores. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe. Werber reaches second base with a double. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Berg reaches third base with a triple. Werber scores. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lyons out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kroner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a line drive towards first. Bonura reaches out and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg fires to second and picks off Hayes for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Pete moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin throws to second for one, and Croner throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Pete scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-2 in the game. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic is called out on strikes. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic, who is chasing the ball. Fox reaches third base with a triple. John Croner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Croner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Croner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fox scores. It's 5-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-2 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Cronin moves to second. Two outs. Mo Berg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Berg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. It's 6-3, Red Sox. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling strikes out. Berg drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Appling out. One out. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Pete hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cook. Pete reaches second base with a double. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cook takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cook moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-3 in the game. Mainisch bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Cook moves to third. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Fox is walked intentionally. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kroner hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cook scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Jojo Morrissey pinch hits for Ted Lyons. Jojo Morrissey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrissey hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-3 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Shore's now pitching. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Werber hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Moberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Berg hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Krivic. Berg reaches second base with a double. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mänisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mänisch is 0-for-3 in the game. Mänisch hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Fox reaches second base with a double. John Kroner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kroner is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kroner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Pete takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Pete moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes pinch hits for Bill Shores. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dykes for the out. Pete moves to third. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Croner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.